This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I always like to be an educated idiot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can reach me by email, joe at the real side. Because some of you send me emails after the show saying, I don't want to hear my voice on the radio. It's okay. Yeah, if you want to send me a link or a story or some bullet points as to what you want me to talk about, more than happy to do it. Just send me an email, joe at therealside.com. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a live chat room there. There's a live feed on Facebook as well. I just do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Want to give a thank you for taking the time to BJ out of Georgia and Chris out of Texas, also Andy out of North Carolina. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, too, and that you're taking time out of your day to spend time with me. And hopefully, I'm going to try. I don't always win. I'm going to try to keep you engaged, keep you involved, and keep your interest up. Look, you know, sometimes I get nailed on some of these stories after the fact. Okay? I'm told that they're lies or whatever, that the stories weren't true or what have you. Okay? I can only do so much to catch these stories. I do my best, I'll put it that way. But this one, I believe, because even when you go to Snopes, they can't tell you. Although, I want you to know, I don't trust Snopes. I don't believe Snopes, and I don't trust Snopes. But in this case, they couldn't take a stand one way or the other because they couldn't get anybody in the room to tell them. So according to a story that was released probably about 3 or 4 days ago, right? Obama snapped at the U.S. military. And he said to them, don't you dare insult Islam. It's what made this country great. And then somebody could hear him taking it, you know, doing one of those things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, again, somebody's going to say, see, he's beating on the Islam religion. No, I'm beating on the idiot who said Islam is what made this country great. Can you prove it to me historically? And if you guys don't pay attention, if you do not vote the right person, and if you do not get involved in your local school boards, send the right people to the state, guess what's going to happen? In 50 years, you're going to be reading, your grandkids are going to be reading how our founding fathers were all Muslims. All right? Let that sink in for a couple of minutes. So Obama threw, you know, a little fit. He stomped out of the Pentagon meeting about the bombing campaign against ISIS over remarks allegedly tying Islamic State, ISIS, to Islam. And you see him, the reason, let's talk about the credibility of these kind of stories. You see him on a regular basis when he's at the podium talking about Islam, when he's talking about the differences between ISIS and Islam. You see him getting nuts and mad and crazy then. What makes this any different? Yeah, to answer somebody's question, yes, you get a full hour, Joe. But you can say, hey, send me an email. I'm more than happy to take on a topic, Joe at the real side. So when the president is talking about these terrorist attacks, they never have anything to do with Islam because, you know, Islam's a peaceful religion, right? That's what he keeps trying to tell us. So now his tantrum, because now he's got control of them. He's got control of the military. So he's telling them to knock it off. I don't want you to associate the two anymore. Well, then it's like an alcoholic, you know, going to an AA meeting and saying, hi, I'm Joe, and I'm a donut-holic. What the heck are you doing here? If you can't if you can't identify the problem, if you can't, forget identifying it. If you can't admit that it's a problem, how do you fight it? What do you know how to fight? What are you going to do? You're talking to a bunch of military generals and what have you. It was an informal briefing on expanded bombing campaigns to take place in both Syria and Iraq. Halfway through the already very brief briefing, President Obama stood up, clearly aggravated. He walked out of the room. The casually dressed Mr. Obama. And you know what? A lot of you guys have problems with that. I don't. I do when he's in the Oval Office and, you know, he's playing president. But, I mean, when he's sitting there and he's doing work, drop, you know, lose the tie. You can roll up the sleeves. I don't care. I don't know why we make such a big deal out of that. He returned the briefing moments later with a senior advisor alongside him. They said he still looked agitated, he still was irritated, he still was very upset. The senior advisor made a couple of pointed remarks to the Pentagon representatives, reminding them the president had already had a very busy day and that the president once again, both of them left the room right after that comment. Now, after probably having a cigarette, does he still smoke? Anybody know if he still smokes? I don't know. Not that I care one way or the other, you know, but I don't know. Anyway, so he came back in the room, and he pointed out, and he actually pointed at somebody who was still there seated from the Pentagon, and said, you know, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate, right? To try to paint all of Islam with the same brush is inappropriate. And he repeated it a couple times. Now, here's the hypocritical part of this. Here's the problem for Joe Messina. He has no problem painting Christians when there's an incident. Now, what was the last incident we had with a Christian blowing up or shooting at or killing somebody from Planned Parenthood? When? But I guarantee you, if it happened tomorrow, okay, if we had one nut job that showed up at a Planned Parenthood tomorrow, he would paint all of Christianity with that. He's done it before. Right? So, when I look at this stuff, and I think about how disingenuous this is, so he's willing to fight for Islam, he's willing to fight for other countries, he's willing to make our country look like we're too powerful, we're too overbearing, and apparently that's all okay. Now again, the president's personal aide came back in. She was smiling, telling everyone, we're done here. The meeting was over. Because he was irritated. And he probably doesn't even remember what the briefing was about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Send me an email. Send me a link. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you're new to the show, not that you even care, but I'll tell you anyway. The what I do from time to time is when we're when we come back from the breaks, I'll ask you to give me the name of the song and the artist before we actually get in. And you know, I'll give you the number, your fifth one, fourth one, whatever. And we give away coffee mugs. Give away the stupid little things, right? Water bottles, coffee mugs. No, not stuff I over-ordered, but kind of nice to have them. I have my little coffee. If you've got video, you can see. I have my little coffee mug. And I'm telling you, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. Nobody believes me, but I'm telling you, it's the truth. Anyway, I really do honestly appreciate the time that you guys spend with me listening to me. I know you could be doing a whole bunch of other things. And so I guess we've got, hey, you know, and maybe I'll start. What do you guys think about me starting a TRS Deplorables Club? What do you think, right? For those of you who can't think quickly, that's the real side, TRS Deplorables. It's one of our logos. But Betty from our Illinois Basket of Deplorables has joined us. Betty, thanks for taking your time with me. Nancy from Oregon. We've got James from Colorado. BJ from Georgia. Again, I do appreciate you guys spending time with me so much and weighing in on the issues. See, I'm not one of those that where I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have to say. And, you know, somebody asked a question I didn't get to, but what did our military say? Look, you have to be careful when you're in the military. You could be thrown out, court-martialed. Look at that young man. We did the story last week, so I won't go through the specifics again. But here's, look, come on, guys. Look, can we be honest about this? We, you know, you men especially, at 19 years old, your brains don't kind of function the way they should, right? A young man in a submarine, 19 years old, takes pictures of himself, taking a selfie. I mean, just doing something stupid, right? Cut him some slack. Make him peel potatoes for 4 months or something. I don't know, whatever it is. No, what are we going to do? We're going to throw him in jail because there were government secrets behind it, because somebody could key in on something behind him and look at something in the submarine that was top secret or what have you. I get the importance of it. I get the importance of not being stupid. But there's an intent there. And I know we were doing the same thing with Hillary. What intent, no intent. Look at what he was. Hillary was skirting the system. Hillary didn't want anybody to know what she was doing. Hillary didn't give a damn, is what it boiled down to. This young man was having a stupid young man moment. And some of you may not agree with me, but I agree with me. Right now, that's all that counts. Anyway, so I appreciate that. And then as far as what they've got to be careful what they say. Who are they going to go to? Obama's only in there for 3 more months. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, I had a conversation. I've had this friend close to 15 years now. And I was talking to him today about some other issues, and he said, you know, I'm not selling machines in America anymore. I'm not selling machines in California. I said, what are you talking about? And he represents some of these manufacturing companies that sounds weird. They make the manufacturing machines that manufacture stuff. So whether you're making planes or boats or cars or what have you, this is one of the places you go to have the machines made. He actually handles some of the machinery, some of the equipment that they send over to China. Yes, sent to China. To make these the curved TVs that you see, the glass of the curved TV. But anyway, long story. I said to him, because manufacturing was down like 55%, they're having trouble training people, they're having trouble getting machines. There are companies that are closing down. I said they're closing down. He goes, no, actually, the reality is they're moving. They're moving to Mexico. And I trust this guy. I mean, he's a bit of a flake. He's a bit of a nut. But he's right on with this stuff because he's like right in the mix with it. And he said that they have moved. We've probably lost about 30,000 workers to Mexico from here. Okay, and then he said that they're actually just south of the border in some places. They're building. You know how we used to have migrant worker huts here. Well, they're actually building kind of the same thing there. These little 250, 300 square foot little bungalows for people to live in while they're working down there. And they're building the factories down there. And one of the companies going down there, you can look them up online. It's, Icon Aircraft. So it's, yeah, that's what it is. IconAircraft.com. IconAircraft.com. A new little airplane. It's taken off like crazy and all that. They're building these, are going to be building these in Mexico because the EPA and the AQMD in California have made it so hard for them to do business. They're going to pull 2,000 jobs down there ultimately. Breathe, right? Anyway, so what people don't realize, though, it's not just those jobs. It's not just the jobs of the guys turning the screws, building the equipment and what have you. It's the guys who maintain the building. It's the guys who cut the lawn outside. It's the water company who supplies the water to those buildings and the electricity to those buildings. You know, when you lose that kind of revenue, you lose people. People lose jobs. And it devastates those little cities. Usually these things are in little cities. But the irritant is they're moving to Mexico. Are you hearing me? They don't have to put up with unions. They don't have to put up with the EPA, the AQMD that we have out here. They don't have to put up with any of those regulations. Now, some of you are going to say, well, that makes them bad corporate partners. No. Their job one, whether you want to hear this or not, their job one is to make sure that their stockholders get a dividend every year, that their stockholders are making money. Number two, then they'll take care of the workers, right? The ecosystem around the buildings and stuff like that. But their job one is to make sure they make money for the stockholders.
Otherwise, people are going to buy stock in the company. It's not going to go up. They're not going to have the revenues they need. They're not going to have the resources they need to build more equipment. So, again, this company after company after company leaving America, going down to Mexico. Now, you know the government is corrupt down there. You know they're paying somebody off to leave them alone, but they're putting people to work down there, aren't they? And it's not because the work conditions in America are bad. It's because as a corporation, they see what's coming. If Hillary makes it in there, they're done. So again, I say to you, this is why some of you never Trumpers, some of you guys who go, there's no way, look at what he just said, it proved my point. I'm going to tell you something. My Christian friends, you know, they say the Christian church is torn over this. I don't know how you're torn over this. And it's beyond me how you're torn over this. Right? If you do any studying at all, why don't you go look up the Old Testament, the story of David, right? Let's look at what David actually did. For those of you non-biblical people, you can Google it. It'll give you the story, too. So God was able to forgive David with what he did. Right? We forgot about forgiveness in the Christian church. The man used some nasty language. He says things you don't agree with. But has he sexually assaulted anybody? And don't say we don't know yet. Has he? Because, you know, the story would have come out by now. Do you really think the media would keep anything quiet about Donald Trump? If they had anything on him, if they knew anything about him, do you really think they would have kept it quiet by now? I don't. And somebody's pointing in the feed. Yeah, GE. Do you know the head of GE? It's on Obama's jobs panel. Yet GE took all their jobs overseas. Man, we're screwed up. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Open mic. Send me a topic. I'll work on anything you want me to. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network.
Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and I do appreciate the time spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend challenging me, okay? And you know, I want you to converse, right? I want you to want you to be involved in the conversation in more ways than one. I want you to challenge me. I don't like yes men. I never have. You know what I'm saying? And I don't learn either. You don't. If you don't challenge me, I don't learn either. You know, some of you have sent me emails after the fact telling me that, you know, the story I was doing was wrong, or there were other stats on the story. You don't want to send them during the show. Send them during the show. Right? I don't care. All right, let's look at some of the stuff that you sent me. This is why I get caught sometimes. I try to read your stuff when it comes up and take a look at it. You know, we have teachers in Chicago that are going to be striking because they can't get the money they want. They can't be paid the money they think they deserve. And there are some areas in Chicago where teachers are making, three times what the people living in the community make. And most of these people are just trying to, most of the teachers, most of the educators are doing the best they can just to try to get these kids out of school, in and out of school. But a Chicago public school was forced to shelve a proposed Barack Obama Preparatory High School. Actually, they should have renamed, they got to rename that, the Barack Obama Socialist Preparatory High School, aimed at honoring the 44th president after a new contract with the Chicago Teachers Union depleted the needed funds. Come on. Isn't that irony? Isn't that perfect? Oh, no, not irony. That's poetic justice. Have some fun with it. So about $60 million in tax increment financing Monday slated for the controversial school was diverted to help pay for raises and other perks included in a new teacher's contract with Chicago Teachers Union. These kids coming out of those schools in Chicago, there's a couple of them, Chicago, Detroit. I mean, I can go through the whole list. Okay, the places where the Dems are in charge of education. I know some of you here, I know, I don't want to go down this rant again. Pick up, I have to do a special rant for this someday and just make it as his own segment. But if you can't keep them stupid, You can't keep them enslaved. And that's really what it boils down to. It has nothing to do with color at this point. If we can keep these young people stupid, if we can, and we can keep these young people so they have to be sufficient on the government, then the Dems got them. And think about this. 60 million in tax increment financing. They're going to finance the teachers' raises. They're going to finance the teachers, the educators, that are putting out substandard children. But the teachers tell us you can't hold them to a standard because there's no way to measure it. But yet they keep testing kids to see if they can move on to the next grade, to see what grade level that they're at, to see what they're how they learn. So you can test kids for everything except if they're good enough to go on to the next grade, if they're smart enough, if they're at a level they need to be. You know, I do not understand, and I'll tell you what some of the arguments that have been made. If you're a teacher or if there is a teacher who's, it seems like when the kids end up in that guy's class or that girl's class, they just do poorly. They consistently do poorly. Then at that point in time, I think we know the answer, right? It's a teacher issue, not a kid issue. But they push back on these kind of tests. They push back on what they call these merit pay raises. Well, why not? Everybody else has to do it. It is beyond me how kids are your most precious prize or your precious, I don't even know what you want to call them. If you believe in God, you understand what those kids mean, what they mean to him, what they mean to you, what they mean to the family, or what they should mean to you anyway. You're forced to send them to, in most cases, a public school. And I'm sorry, yeah, you're forced. And your school could be the worst school in the community, and five blocks away could be the best school in the community, and because of the way they've laid it out, you have to send your kids to the worst school in the community. And you don't fight. You don't scream. You don't yell. Sending two or three parents down to a school board meeting doesn't do it. Sending 50 or 100 kids down, parents, does do it. Will make a difference. So if you care about your kids as much as you say you do, you need to inundate that school board room. You need to threaten to remove one of the trustees and then do it during the election. You need to fight for your children. Because you know what? Nobody else is. Now, some of you know I'm a school board member. Yeah, I'm on a school board in California. How I got on there, definitely a miracle of God. Because people knew where I stood from a spiritual standpoint, you know, from a godly standpoint, from a conservative standpoint, they knew. And I had good people behind me. I had good people praying and fighting for me. That's how I get on. And now there's a large group of people that continually try to get me off. And not because I don't vote the way they want me to vote. That's never been an issue. I've been that one vote against something at times. I've also been the one that has swayed the others to vote in a way that kept a good moral foundation going. No. They want to remove me because of stuff I say on my radio show. They want to remove me because I don't believe in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, because I don't believe in same-sex marriage, because I don't believe in abortion. That's why they want to remove me, because I'm no good for kids. They don't like the way I believe in or think about traditional marriage. But as a Christian, I'm also told to uphold the law. But anyway, so here you got an education system where they always say it's about the kids, it's about the kids, it's about the kids. When you can't build another school because you have to give teachers such a pay raise, don't you find that a little odd, a little off? Now, Mayor Rahm Emanuel announced grandiose plans for the school way back in 2014 to honor his... Gee, it's interesting that Rahm Emanuel would want to build a school, huh? What do you think? Surprise anybody else? But he's faced much criticism. I mean, he's had nothing but trouble in that town, hasn't he? Anybody else catch that? How much trouble he's had there? So he has much grandiose plans in school 2014. This is Obama's hometown. But he's been beat up, facing a lot of criticism, because Emanuel wants to place the selective enrollment school in an affluent area near the north side. So even he doesn't even want to spend all this money on the kids that they actually need it. These guys are so full of lip service, it's pathetic. And I don't know if it's pride. It's got to be, because the Bible says, that's the biggest one. That's the one that keeps us from really reaching our potential. It's pride. You know what it would take for somebody to say, look, these guys I've been supporting, these Dems, these people in office I've been supporting all this time, they've been screwing me and my kids. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, and I don't care how much hate emails you send me. I do not understand the black community, and it's not because of the color of my skin, because I have a lot of black friends, okay? You guys take the biggest beating on education, and it ain't because of the white guy. It's because of the people you trust. The Dems have been screwing you in education for years. And you won't do anything about it. You won't change it. And you go to, you want to go see, they don't have to be affluent areas, average areas. You see, where the boards are not overrun by Democrats who can't break their, look, when a board truly operates, and I'm blessed to be near and on a couple of school boards where there is a mix of politicians, but they're sane Dems and sane Republicans. We're not far right, we're not far left, we're for the kids. And we get a lot done, and our kids do well. And I'm starting to see hardcore Dems come in, and the reason they want to come in, the reason they want these seats, is because they believe that Democrats should rule. The schools are some of the best schools in the state. They do well from, everything could always use fixing and updating. I got that. But when you're doing well, when the group that's taking care of your education system is doing a good job, you don't rip them out simply because they're a Republican, and you think the Dems would do a better job. Because you couldn't prove it by the education systems around the country. We'll finish this up inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Really, seriously, you want to hear this.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
You have the manners of a goat. And you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You got me all fired up during the break. Thanks a lot for that. Look, if you 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you'd like to be involved in the conversation, if not, that's okay, too. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Okay, so somebody wrote that teachers train doctors, they train lawyers, and they train. Can we put this in perspective? The teacher doesn't necessarily get paid more than the student, than the profession. But here's the deal. You're not training doctors in the sixth grade, sorry. You're not training lawyers in the ninth grade, okay? These young men and women might decide that's the road they want to go down. But you're teaching them the basics. So let's say I agree with you. Let's say we should, if they're training up brain surgeons, if they're training up doctors and lawyers, let's pay them really well. But how about this? If that history teacher, this student leaves the school, and he doesn't even know that we got our independence from the British, he thinks we got it from the Chinese in 1964, can I take that teacher's salary for the whole year? Because you can't have it both. I mean, you cannot say, yeah, look at all the good they're doing. Well, guess what? They do bad also. And every one of them has their place. An elementary school teacher's got their place. The junior high and high school teachers have their place. The professors in college who do get paid very well, they're the ones that are teaching your doctors, your lawyers. They get paid very well. So let's don't go down that road with me, because we can lay it out been in education for a while. We've been fed this line. I even had a child. I had one of my kids once tell me that the teacher told her, we don't get paid well, which was a line of crock. Nobody in a profession, first of all, what profession do you know? And don't get me wrong. There are some wonderful teachers out there. All right. Every industry has good and bad. And there are some great teachers out there. And there are teachers that are doing it for all the right reasons. But guess what? Little truth here. There are teachers that are doing it for all the wrong reason. There are teachers that are terrible. But because they have the unions protecting them, they're not going anywhere. Got it? And what job do you know that you get tenure after 2 years of teaching? How many people do you want a brain surgery? Do you want to lay down to go to a tricky brain surgery and be maybe the fifth patient, or you're gonna have a doctor cut you open that has only been doing it for 2 years? He might still be in his residency. Is that really what you want? I mean, come on, think about what you're saying here. And I am sorry, teachers. You look at teacher salaries, they are very proportionate in the areas that they live in, number one. Number two is, they get, again, full tenure after 2 years. They get the teacher's union protecting them, and I will tell you, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, years ago, maybe we needed them. I'm not so sure we still do. Because they are protected, they are cared about, people around them do care about them. They in some districts, in most districts, they get a raise every year. Automatically, no matter what, and it's from what's called step and column, okay? So as many years as they've been there, it's like a little block, you know? As many years as they've been there, if they take other classes, they do things to better themselves, which is great and fine. I think that's a good thing, okay? Think about this. Go through this whole thing, and then you say, and some of you think teachers make 20 grand a year, 20. No, 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 no. There are many teachers starting off at more than that, $30,000 or $40,000 a year, and after 2 years they get a raise, and then they continually get. This is not what you think it is. You've been sold a bill of goods that they don't even make enough money to live on. Well, you know what? If you want to buy a house in Beverly Hills, you know, a mansion, and it's your first year as an elementary school teacher, I don't think so. I was in the technology business the year I left the business, which was quite some time ago. As a regular worker, if you would, I made $160,000 a year. That's going back a ways. So you know that's decent money, right? Do you think the first, and I was in the technology business 15 years, you think year one, two, and three, I mean, anywhere near that? No, I think the first year I was in there, I probably made about 30 grand a year. No, you build up to it. It's like everything else. We're building the society of people that think they graduate from school or maybe even in school. They walk out the door and go, hi, I just graduated. I'm a human being. I have some breath. I don't want to live with my parents anymore. Why don't you pay me 150 grand a year? I mean, heck, Chelsea Clinton, what is she making? 600 grand a year? Her first year out of college? Talk about a miracle of God. Well, I don't know about that one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm tired of hearing this, though. I really am, because it's disingenuous. It's not real. And frankly, the way the union works this thing, it's just asinine, crazy asinine. You've got, some of you guys won't agree with me, but let me just lay it out to you, all right? What we do is, let's say you lay off teachers. The first teachers to go are the young teachers, right? Last in, first out. You have teachers that are very close to retirement. Why not sit down and make a deal with those teachers? And say, look, you've got 3 years left before you retire. I'll tell you what, I'll pay you this, or we'll give you this much to retire early, so that we can keep the younger teachers. And no, I'm not being discriminatory, but they're going to be there longer. The ones you know, single out the ones that you know that love what they're doing, that they got their heart into it 110%, and you know they're going to be good teachers, they're going to be around for a while. Why not reward them for that? Wouldn't that make sense? Here in California, a government employee, including teachers, can retire at like 85 and 90% of their salaries. And it's based on the last couple of years they start. So if they take on more projects or they do more things or what have you, that's what they get. Now remember something. Please, again, don't take this the wrong way. You cannot equate a regular salary with a teacher's salary in some cases. Let's say you're paying a teacher $100,000 a year. Now, they'll never agree to this. They get mad at me when I even lay it out this way. And you're paying me $100,000 a year. In most cases, I work 52 weeks a year. I'm expected to be on the clock with the exception of 2 weeks, right? 2 week vacation. I get some sick time. Most companies, they're non-accumulative. So I get sick time, non-accumulative. I'm expected to work 50 weeks out of the year, 9 to 5 every day. If I'm waiting for shipment to come in, my boss may say to me, hey, while we're waiting, straighten up the library or straighten up the tape room or whatever it is. It doesn't work that way in a unionized scenario, especially with teachers. What do they work? Come on, anybody? Think about it. In my district, they work 180 days a year. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say they got training days and other stuff. 190, maybe 200. That's 365 days in a year, people. Do you want to extrapolate out what the pay is? Right? So they say, again, they teach 5 classes a day on the average. Right? That's 5 hours, maybe 6. I'm not saying they don't put in a full day, but hear me out. Look, I sit here for 3 hours solid. So they have that going on for them. They get the 2%, 2.5% raise a year. Okay. And again, don't think the teachers don't make $100,000, because there are teachers making $100,000, and that's not the exception necessarily. When I first got on the school board I was on, I didn't want to know who the names were, but I asked for a list of salaries. And I wanted the salaries laid out as to what the course they taught and how much they, what the entry level salary was, you know, and what they were at. And I was shocked. Not mad, but just shocked. Because, look, I believe that from a biblical standpoint, a workman is worthy of their wages. I don't have a problem with a good teacher getting paid decently. I really don't. I'm not so sure I believe that teaching. I mean, it's very hard to have teaching be your primary job and own a house in a nice neighborhood. Does that mean that that I think it never should be like that? No. But let me tell you what, I know of a couple that recently retired from the school system. Two teachers. They were there all their lives. And they tired between the two of them, husband and wife. They retired with a pension of $320,000 a year. Combined. You know, two of them combined. How many of you could do well? You could live okay, right? It wouldn't be a pauper's life at $320,000 a year, would it? I told you, see, it tastes better in TRS Club. So, I'm tired of being this, oh, woe, the poor teacher. Because it's not true. Yeah, in some places, teachers don't get paid well. I agree. Maybe they need a better union. Maybe they need somebody fighting better for them. Maybe they need to do a better job getting more money into the district. I don't know. I just know what I see with 1,000 districts I deal with in California, with the other trustees I've talked with the other teachers I've talked with. There's been a picture painted of a teacher's life, a teacher's lifestyle, which is wrong. It's not true, and it's not real, and it's not right. And it's what makes it hard. It makes it hard to negotiate because you're not getting real information. Anyway, I'm going to run out of time here, but bottom line with it is, the Chicago school, because the teachers are taking another $60 million out of the coffers, guess what? Now they can't build another school for kids. I don't know if they need it or don't need it. I don't have a clue. But just the mere fact that we've got to this point, just the mere fact that that district hasn't been able to, and I think in Chicago the schools are run by the city government, I'm not sure. But when it gets to the point that where teachers' salaries, teachers' raises, are keeping another school from being built, and they've got one of the worst school districts in the country, there's a little reality here. There's something wrong with that. And I'm going to write back to some of you that are black or African-American listening to the show. You take your kids, forget you, because we're supposed to be watching out for our kids. You take the biggest beating when it comes to education. You have some of the worst schools when it comes to education. And it's not us doing it to you. It's the people you've hired with your vote. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Come back tomorrow because I'll be here. Hopefully we'll have a good time. Have a great rest of the day.